It is nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You just don't mind if I look at you for a while. Don't think of me as staring. Let me tell you that I'm trying to figure out who you are with a mask on. I recognize those eyes. I think. Yeah, no, I looked at you, Don. I figured out right away who you were. Yes. Natural beauty is natural beauty. All right, first of all, I'd like to give you some announcements. Did all of you get a calendar for 2021? If you didn't, or you know somebody who would like one, we still have several left at the back. Please take those on your way out. And also, we have the new daily bread for the spring. March, April, May. All right, so there at the back, you can get those on your way out. Just give you an update on the activities for this week. We can have 10 people in the building under code red, other than 30% for services. So Monday, of course, at 1 o'clock, we have our Zoom meeting with everybody if you want to join us. And then at 2 o'clock, we have prayer here at the church, talk to the Clarks. And then on Thursday, we will not be having a Zoom meeting, just one this week. And then, Jim, I think, have you gone now to Saturday nights?
Yeah.
So Saturday nights at the church here at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us for prayer, then it's at 7. Sheila would like to make a little announcement about the ladies. So Sheila, would you come now, please?
I would like to announce that the ladies group will start meeting on the first Wednesday of March, which is March 4th. And for all, we're allowed 10.
Yeah.
We're allowed 10 in the building, so bring your lunch. Let me know if there's that you will be here or not. Okay, thank you.
Good. So that's March the 4th. And by the way, if you have any questions about your offering over this time, please speak to Sheila. And I believe the offering plates are at the back by the door there on your way out. You can put your tithes in. Also, just want to let you know we're having a board meeting next week. It'll be by Zoom. And if you want to join that, please let us know. Anything else we need to update on other than men? Don't forget, Fridays we meet here for lunch. Bring your lunch. And we sit around and chat. And ladies, you'd be impressed. None of our men's chat times have been less than an hour. That's a lot of talking by the men in your life. Anyway.
Are we doing that this Friday?
This Friday, yeah. Richard's our host. Richard is going to be hosting it. Okay? And by the way, he's excited. His family have come up to visit this weekend, and so that's great news for them. All right, anything else that we need to update on? Don and Don, it's nice to have you back and our team back. We're going to do some singing in just a minute. But anything else? Everybody glad to be alive? Good. Let's open with prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to be together. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless this time because we're here to honor you. And Lord, as we gather together, we again are reminded that never again are we going to take our meetings like this for granted. And so bless each and every person who's able to come and bless those who are not able to come. And may your presence be felt in their lives as well. And so, Lord, we just commend this time, and would you direct us and teach us as we gather together now. In your name we pray. Amen. Team, would you come, please? Now, you probably have noticed that I didn't announce the birthdays. Well, that's because I wanted to put it under notes of praise. Well, I'll tell you what I mean. It's been 24 years since the Lord blessed us with this young lady, and it's been a joy most of the time ever since. And I wouldn't say it's her fault. It's probably our fault because we're getting too old to keep up with her. So... So, Becca, happy birthday to you today, and the Lord bless you, dear. And, you know, how many of you who have children or your aunts and uncles, and you think of the youngest one and how old they are. It's the youngest one that makes me feel really old. It doesn't matter that I have a 34. We have a 34-year-old, but about a 24-year-old, you know. Anyway. Is that right? Your youngest is 34. Yeah, well, you look older than me. I mean, sorry. Kurt looks older than me. We also want to wish Ovid a very happy birthday today and give David Johnson a call. He has his birthday tomorrow, and I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you. So for some of the, we'll do the prayer and praise notes. So let's start with other praise notes today. Who has something they want to share? Donna.
It's wonderful being out on the trails.
He can be disliked.
I think it's wonderful that the next 3 days are going to be above zero.
And Greg, you better cut it. We're going to run to the church behind you.
Go out tomorrow? Okay. Sue?
I praise the Lord that we can be in the house of the Lord today.
Yeah. I don't know what everybody else is doing, Sue, but I sure like being here. Oh, and speaking of people, Catherine has two of her friends joining her to watch the YouTube service today. So isn't that cool? So I want to send a hello to Catherine and her friends today. All right, other notes of praise. Robert. Yeah, that your family's healthy. I think we would all concur with that one. Yeah. And so thanks, Robert, for sharing that. Yes. Norm?
This seems to have some benefits because it seems like God shakes in the bush and he separated wheat from the tares. The faithful Christians are still doing what they're doing. The other ones are not bothering. They're kind of falling away. But the thing is, with this Zoom, a lot more people are tuning into it, and a lot more people, unfortunately, are going into satanic rituals and whatever, trying to overcome it. So, you know.
I think our motto, Norm, continues to be, I want more of Jesus. Mm-hmm. No matter what the circumstances, I need and want more of Jesus. And I think you're right. I think a lot of people are finding that. I'm excited the people that are contacting me and saying how they're growing spiritually. And how the Lord's impressing. And I many of you remember there last, I think it was the end of November, did a baptismal service. A fellow who'd been reading his Bible and everything says, you know what, I need to be baptized. And so we had a baptismal service down at one of the churches in Stainer. 10 of us met. He got baptized. It's neat. Yeah, God's doing amazing things. Okay, other notes of praise? All right, let's do some prayer needs. Who has prayer requests this morning? Steve, we'll start with you and then Irmgard. Steve?
Yeah, my aunt, they had ended up saving her leg. We had prayed for her a few months back. They ended up taking her leg. Mm-hmm. So she's still in the hospital right now and recovering for her left leg.
Okay.
Her name was Kathy Farina.
Kathy?
Yeah. And my dad and Barry, he's in really rough shape. He's not answering questions properly. He's getting, starting to really slow down.
Okay. So we'll pray for your dad as well. And your hand, what did you say with your hand? Still?
Still. You need
to work, yeah. All right. Well, we'll pray the Lord touches that hand of yours. Yeah. And the specialist will confirm it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll do that. Yeah. Yeah. Irmgard? Yes. Yes. 3 or 4 day recovery. Okay. Week. Oh, week. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Other needs for prayer. Bruce? Yes, we will pray for Jean. Absolutely. So things are, she's not doing that well, I understand. Yeah. Okay. We will pray for her. Yes, May.
This has been praise and prayer.
Okay.
The church that Well, he's early 50s, I think, and he's been on dialysis, waiting for kidney transplant. Is that what you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And he hasn't had a donor yet. But a lady in the church, in the same church, who really doesn't know him, had hers checked, and she's every way compatible. And she's willing to give this young man...
Wow.
And the surgery is Thursday. So then we have prayer for both of them.
Yes. That's sacrificial giving in a whole new level. Wow, is right. Okay, thanks, man. Norm?
This is selfish, but my eyes are going south and I'm not. And the eye specialist turned around and said, are you 65? I said, I got that beat by a bit. He said, well, this medicine, he says, it's $1,500 a shot for each eye.
If you weren't 65.
So you get it for free? You get the needles for free?
Yeah. Over 65, which doesn't make sense.
So I'm getting it once a month, so...
Well, we'll pray the Lord really uses that too for you.
I got books, I can't even read them anymore, except for big print.
Yeah. Well, May can read them to you. You could have a reading hour with your wife. You flake out on the sofa, she'll read to you. Well, if you cook her a nice meal, I'm sure you could negotiate an hour of reading for, you know. I mean, I think, you know, you've been married long enough as a couple, you should be able to negotiate.
Three times a day. What more does she want?
All right. I will do Zoom counseling with you this week. All right? We will talk. All right. Anything else for prayer? Deanne? Yes. And we'll pray that it's all done expediently. I understand now there's no waiting list for Botox, but there is for cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sheila?
I would like, well, to praise that my foot is healed so well, but I would still like prayer for my abdominal abscess, which is still there and not healed.
Yep. Okay. We will pray for the abdominal abscess. All right. Anything else? Come on, family. We haven't been together for 6 weeks. I figured every single one of you has at least one thing you want to tell me, and we got to counter this snowmobiling craze. So, all right. Let's go to prayer. Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be together, to pray with one another, to rejoice with one another. And we do thank you for these days of life. We thank you for the beauty of this day with the sunshine and the warmer weathers. We thank you for those that have been enjoying the outdoor events of the wintertime. And Lord, for most of us, we're looking forward to warmer days. And we thank you, Lord, for longer days. And continue to give us opportunities to look for ways to share our faith, because so many people are out walking and they go by our homes. And Lord, we could have so many opportunities to share. So give us those opportunities, we pray. And Lord, we have a number of things that we want to continue to lift up to you. We continue to lift up Suzanne and the results of the steroids and the effect they have on her eyes. We just pray that you'll continue to help her. Thank you that the latest scans are so good and things are very stable for her. May she enjoy being with her family this weekend, we pray. And we pray for Paul as he will be having stents put in March. And Lord, thank you for helping him after he's had that heart attack, and we pray that he'll continue to grow stronger. For Susan, as she has this surgery on Friday, that, Lord, you'll be with the surgeons, and then at the recoup time, that she'll quickly gain strength and energy again. We pray for Deanne's friends, the campers at Tojo's that are going through cancer-related issues and the family stresses that come with that. Steve has mentioned his hand, and Lord, we pray that you'll touch his hand in a very powerful way, and the specialist would confirm that something has amazingly happened. For Kathy and her issue with her left leg, for Steve's dad and Barry, who's not doing well, and Lord, for Norm with the eye specialist, thank you for the help that he has been getting, and that he doesn't have to pay for that. We do lift up Jean, Bruce's sister, today and ask, oh God, that you would touch her in a very special way. And we just pray that in some way she will sense your presence. We're sure she feels very much alone. And Lord, as Shauna continues to recoup from this lump removal from her mouth, Lord, continue to bring healing to her. And the results on March 11th will indicate that everything is good news. And Father, for Monica, who is having a CAT scan this Wednesday, Lord, would you also be with her? Those that are trying to get medications under control, and we know that it's been a very stressful winter, and so some folks are really struggling. And Lord, would you just be in all of that monitoring that's being going on? Thank you for helping Crystal with these bone spurs that got removed, and may she continue to be up and mobile in a very short period of time. And for Catherine and her friends, as they're watching this YouTube today, that they will also sense your presence. And we just want to thank you for the reality, as Sue has mentioned, as Robert has mentioned, to be together today and family times and health and strength that you brought to each one of us. And Lord, I continue to pray for your followers that in all of the difficulties of this life, you're drawing them closer to you more than ever. And for May's nephew, who will be having this kidney transplant, this lady in the church who has to donate a kidney for him. Lord, this is the beginning of a marvelous thing that is going to be happening and unite these two people in a special bond. And Father, it's all because of Christ's love in both their hearts. And so, Lord, we look forward to hearing how those things go. And so for these and all the unspoken requests of this day, thank you that as we head into this new week, you're going before us, and that you will lead us and that you will guide us, and we will know that you are our God in so many different ways. And Lord, the beauty of creation will be one of the things that we'll be looking for each day as we open our windows and look out in the morning sun. So thank you, Father, for everything. In your precious name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Yes, Norm. Okay, that's good to know. We'll continue to pray for Ann, too. Okay. All right, family, you ready for a little preaching? I mean, I may be a bit rusty. I've been used to just preaching to a camera, but it's so nice to have a crowd. The good news is, if you don't like what I'm saying and you want to scowl, apart from Sheila and Roy, I'm not going to see it. So I'm going to be preaching on in oblivion, and away we go. All right? So my topic today is we're together again. And I've come through another stint, as you have, of not being able to be in the church. And the reality is just how precious it is when we do get together. I think for most of our lives, we take to getting the ability to get together with our families, with neighbors and friends anytime. We could have people come in the house and have a meal with us, or play bid euchre, or we could meet and have some kind of a fun time. And all of this is out the window. For many of you, you are learning new games for two. And for many of you, too, you've been doing puzzles. Others of you have been purging your house like never before. Others of you are cleaning your house. I don't think spring cleaning will be in existence this year. We have dusted everything there is to dust. And now most of you are probably working on your husband's workbenches, cleaning them up too. I mean, it was interesting. I had a Zoom with my two sisters and one of my brothers the other day. And the first thing my one sister said was, she said, I want to let you know that I've been cleaning stuff out under my bathroom sink that's been there for years. I go, gee, I wonder if shampoo gets mold on it. But she was so proud of herself at cleaning out her house. It was exciting to hear it. So I want to start with this idea when we think of being together again. I want to start with a scripture basis of Romans chapter 12. And you'll see it on the screens. And it starts with this in verse 4. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. And whenever necessary, here's the new paraphrase version, wear a mask. So let's talk about this today. I think the first thing that hits me today is we're finally back together. Finally. I don't know about you, but I found this incredibly lonely time. I miss interaction. I miss the jokes. I miss the smiles. I miss the hugs. I miss everything that comes with being a family showing brotherly love to one another. I miss that. I also am very aware that you and I share gifts that, because we weren't together, haven't been shared. Think about that. Jane and I were working through an issue a week and a half ago, and so I really felt there was somebody I needed to speak to, and they were in a different province. Fortunately, we were able to contact them and, you know, had a Zoom talk, and it was marvelous. But very cognizant of the fact that we're not together to interact on a regular basis. Do you realize that you and I, up till the pandemic, were seeing each other at least once a week, if not twice or even three times a week? This is tough sledding. And the realization, too, that hit me was the gifts that you have, the gifts that I have, are given to us by whom? God. God's given us gifts to help and strengthen and protect and encourage and support one another. If we can't do it physically, then we are at loss for part of our ability in just being together physically. And yet these are God-given gifts. I want to say one thing, though, that has really meant a lot to me. During this time when we've been doing the recording, and you can appreciate where everything, we're kind of off-center here because, you know, while we were doing the recordings, I was like over here, so the screen was there. Well, bless Richard and Phil's hearts. They were there running all the tech stuff, keeping the sound going, everything. Jane, she had everything set up, was doing the monitoring. I would not have been able to do what I did without their gifts. And boy, when I hear what some of these pastors are going through, I was talking to one of the pastors again this week. She puts in about 20 hours a week just trying to edit everything to put it out, you know, on YouTube. And yet I could walk in here, and as much as I missed all of you, the three of them got to work, and you know, they made me sound good and look good. At least I think so. I'm not, maybe it's a figment of my own mind, but it is what it is. It reminds me of a story of a well-known pastor who was preaching one time, and a fella was sitting in the front row next to his wife, the preacher's wife. And he was listening to the fella preaching and watching the fella, and he noticed something funny. He had monogrammed socks. And so that really perturbed him. So there was a moment he turned to the pastor's wife, and he said, "Your husband has monogrammed socks." She goes, "Oh, yes. I've monogrammed TGIF. "Oh, thank goodness it's Friday." "No," she said, "toes go in first." Literally, whatever that pastor and preacher, for all he was, he needed even the most basic things. He needed to be reminded that the toes go in first. Thank goodness for a wife who was willing to monogram a pair of socks. And so sometimes we think of gifts as huge and really important, and where would he be if he hadn't got monograms? Where would I be if these three hadn't helped me for these past 5 weeks that we've been away from each other? I think of the Apostle Paul. How many languages do you think Paul knew? Just take a guess. How many languages do you think he knew? Scholars believe he knew five different languages. When you think about it, he wrote more than half of the New Testament. And yet I want to show you some of the gifts that people used to help Paul, because we think Paul was everything to everybody. But look at what he needed. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 16, a couple of things of just how practical gifts work. He said in the first letter to the Corinthians, "I rejoice at the coming of Stephanias and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because they made up for your absence, for they refreshed my soul as well as yours. Give recognition to such people." What did those men do? Give me some feedback. Oh, give me some feedback. What did they do?
Cheered him up.
Yeah, they simply came and saw him and talked to him and gave him an update of churches in other parts of the Mediterranean. And their sheer presence was a joy. They were just glad he was glad to see them. Ephesians, in the letter to the Ephesians, Paul says this, "So that you may also know who I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, will tell you everything. I've sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know who we are and that he may encourage your hearts." So what did Tychicus do? He used his gift of being a courier. He just went from there to there, transmitted information, and people got blessed. Philippians, here's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4. "And you Philippians yourself know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice pleasing and acceptable, or acceptable and pleasing to God." What did the church do? They gave him a financial gift. They literally just said, "We want to send Paul some money." Now, Paul was, of course, a tent maker, and he did his trade as he went around. He didn't have a lot of money, I don't think, in all of it, but they sent a gift. And how many times did they send a gift?
Several times.
We've got a missionary in South Africa, and last month the board sent her a gift because she has some particular medical needs. And sometimes the greatest thing we can do is give a Tim Hortons gift card. Or give a practical gift of a sum of money, because at the end of the reality is we are trying to be open to what the Holy Spirit says, the needs of another member of the church family, what their needs are. And so we seek to meet that need. And so, as he said, in your gifts, it's a fragrant offering to whom? So when you and I exercise our gifts, we're not only giving it to the other people, but it's also a fragrant offering to the Lord. He's well pleased. Paul writes this to Timothy in his second letter. He said, "Do your best, come to me soon, for Demas is in love with the present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark, bring him with you, for he's very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I've sent to Ephesus, and when you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus at Troas, and also the books, and above all, the parchments." So what kind of gifts were being shared there for Paul? What do you see? Obviously people coming. So again, that. What else? Yeah, there was practical things. He needed a coat. He needed his parchments. He needed Mark to come alongside because he was part of ministry. Luke, the physician, was probably there for other reasons. And also, he needed the fellows to come because people he counted on disappointed him and left. As Norm, you pointed out earlier, there's some people who say they're Christ followers and then off they go when things get tough. And sometimes, really, gifts of ministry come when things are tough. You know, it's easy to have gifts of ministry when things are good, but yeah, tough is different. Yes, Norm?
Mark came back.
Yes, Mark did come back. You're right. But all of these things is literally to help Paul to do his ministry. So how many are connected with Paul? all kinds of people. It's not just Paul's ministry. It's the ministry of Jesus Christ with Paul and Luke and Mark, dot, dot, dot. You with me? And so you and I should be very careful that we don't start to think the gifts God's given us are of no value. We had the opportunity, I think, to pretty well visit every single one of you before Christmas. We brought you two gifts. We brought you a card, and we brought you what else? The lady made them. And not one of you said, "Oh, gross, I don't want that gift." In fact, there were several of you that phoned our house telling us how much you love them, and so we actually brought you more. And the second time, well, Steve, you didn't speak up enough, brother. If you had, I'd have made a special trip to Hamilton just for you. But the reality is, how important are six cookies? At that moment, very important, because they're a way of showing that we love each other. With each Christmas card that I open, I say, "Thank you, Lord. I appreciate somebody thinking of me." I was talking to our I don't know what he is. He's our postal courier of the area. He's a contract worker. And he said to me that Canada Post has never had so many Christmas cards in over a decade go through their system as this year. Why? Because people all of a sudden realized they've been taking friendships for granted. And all of a sudden they were sending cards. They were making an effort. They wanted to communicate something, and it was a visual. So again, the reality is that no gifts are, in my mind, are graded any more than different parts of the body are graded. And that's what Paul says. You know, the elbow can't say, "Well, I'm more important than the eye," or "the eye can't say I'm more important." No, you can't do that. Because in all of this, we are what? Serving and sharing and using our gifts. If Irmgard hadn't led music today, what would have happened? I'd probably have to ask Doug.
So that was a blessing.
That was definitely a blessing. So let me take you back for a minute as we conclude to Romans chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, the chapter I started with this morning. If service, in our serving. So again, I think we can pray and say, "Lord, how can we serve one another? What is it that we can do?" It might be sending somebody a text. It may be sending somebody a card. It may be making a phone call. It may be making some cookies. I tell you, Liz makes phenomenal lasagnas. Tell you, it's and some Monique makes amazing soups. I mean, it may be that way. But in serving, what about going to somebody's house and shoveling the snow? You know, my neighbor, and bless his heart, he's not a Christian yet, but he got out there with that snowblower of his, and it's a brand new snowblower, $4,500 snowblower. It has handles that turn and hand warmers and things that adjust and everything. It's the Cadillac of snowblowers. So he's been out and he's been doing half the street. Bless his heart, he puts on his old fireman's garb and he gets out there. I can see him anywhere because he sticks out a yellow in the snow, big yellow in the snow. So anyway, we decided to have some fun. So Jane bought me a for sale sign at Dollarama a while ago. I went over yesterday. I put the big for sale sign on the snowblower. Snow was falling. And I'm taking pictures. All of a sudden, I heard a voice in the back of the garage go, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to snow your snowblower." Oh, he came up. We got some great pictures. But he serves with a snowblower. Praise the Lord for that. And then what about the one who teaches? And sometimes I think teaching only revolves around spiritual things. Teaching can require everything. I think of the people that have taught me things relative to painting or plumbing or just some things related to car fixing or something. That's all teaching, is it not? Everything we do to help one another is to bring answers and solutions where people are in dilemmas. And then what about the one who exhorts? That is almost one say, come on, you can do it. You can get through this. I'm going to be here with you. I mean, it's words of encouragement, but more it's, I'll persevere with you. How many times have you done that with people? I'm hanging in with you. I'll call you next week to see how you're doing. That's important. Then what about one who contributes with generosity? Whatever that looks like. Cookies, lasagnas, money, whatever it takes. A kidney? Now that's generous. But it's all part of being part of the body. And then what about the one who leads with a sense of zeal? Can you imagine if I came in here today? All right. Hello, guys. You bunch of toenails. What? Can you imagine if I... And that doesn't mean that I'm always up, that I'm always ready to go. There are times, you know, you ever... Come on. And then members of your family go, what's wrong with you? And then acts of mercy. How many times did we need mercy in the midst of all the fear of this last year almost? Where people said, you know what? I just want to tell you, I think you're a great person. I just wanted to call and cheer you up. I just wanted to tell you I was thinking about you. Paul is presenting incredibly practical things for using our gifts. And then in verse 13, contribute to the needs of God's saints and seek to show hospitality. So family, as we get back on track together, I think our prayer needs to be simply out of verse 13. Okay, Lord, show me how I can contribute to the needs of the saints. Because one thing I find in using my gifts, and I'm sure you find in using your gifts, who gets the greatest blessing? We do. That person may thank us and really appreciate it, but how do we feel after we've shared? We may be tired. We may be emotionally fried, but at the same time, we're going, oh, that was really worth it. Am I ever glad I made that effort to do whatever? And so, family, I want to leave these things with you as I conclude this morning, because at the end of the day, ultimately, we are loving, what does it say in verse 10 of Romans 12? We are loving each other with what? Brotherly affection, and we're seeking to outdo one another with honor. Now, I want to leave one other point with regard to gifting, and this is one that we don't often talk about, but I think we need to address it. And it's found, Paul addresses it in 1 Corinthians 7. I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and to the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. I think there is something that comes out of gifting, whether we're married or not. It's not one group is better than the other. It's that God, in however he's called us for this time, use the gifts that come with the position in life that we're in. I had much more time to do things with people when I was single for a long period of time than I do in a sense that now that I'm married. Because when you're married, you have all kinds of responsibilities. And yet, as Paul's saying, if you're single or you're a widow, then do what you can in that station of life that you're in. Because there are gifts that come even in the position of life that we're in. And then finally, I want to leave with you the spiritual gifts that are found in 1 Corinthians 12, and you know them well. You know, discernment of spirits and gifts of faith, gifts of healing, gifts of miracle, speaking in tongues, and all those things. Feel free to look those up yourself. And so I want to conclude with this. You have been given, what is it? Supernatural gifts. These aren't gifts that are talents, like you're really good at investing money or you're really good at sawing wood. No, these are supernatural gifts and blessings that we have in order that we may what? Carry out God's will in God's way, in God's time, to God's people, and also to those that God is calling. So what I'm saying here is when we are seeking to serve and help one another, we're doing it in the name of God. This is not about us. But you know what I want to hear as the days go on? My, how those Christians love each other. My, how those Christians help each other. My, how those Christians are praying for each other. Boy, I sure would like it if they'd pray for me. I sure would like it if they could help me too. That's what I want the world to see. My, how the Wasega Community Church loves each other and are working together and sharing their gifts. Because the Bible says they might see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Ultimately, you and I are serving each other and helping each other in the name of the Lord that what? People will see the goodness of God. So don't be discouraged. And so as we get back together, I want to remind you, these are divinely gifted gifts. They're designed to bless people, build up Christ's church, display the authority and love of God's kingdom to a watching world. And also, there's no reason for jealousy or competition. Family, I can never compete with a certain lady who makes lasagna. But I am happy to bless her in the Lord's name so she can keep making the lasagnas. Are you with me? I can't play anywhere near like Donna can play. And I'm going to pray the Lord continues to gift her with that ability and for Dawn to keep up with her. I think it's terrific. And so at the end of the day, we're all on the same team. We're all on the same team. And so welcome back. Let's get back again to ministry. And by the way, Bruce, I was thinking of you when I came across this story. There was a lady one time, she was asked, "What do you do in your church? What gifts do you have?" She says, "I have this." "Oh?" She says, "Yes. I smile them in the church and I smile them out of the church." There you go, Bruce. That one's for you. Don't mask it. But if you can smile a person in and smile a person out, at the end of the day, aren't you giving them the love of Christ? So family, let's get back to work, shall we? Our ministry's only beginning for 2021. Let me pray for you. Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity to just be reminded of who we are as a group and what we're called to be. And Lord, it's not been easy to have shared our gifts and talents through this time of isolation, but you're calling us now to greater things. We're back to opportunities where we can see one another and we can interact in some way with one another. And so, Lord, may our prayers be that we can think of ways that we can serve and show your love to one another, brotherly affection in Christ, and then how you want us to be as a church family, because we have got a whole beach to reach, and that is our call as well. So, Lord, I just commend each and every person to you, those who are watching by YouTube and those who are here in person today, that you would, again, remind us that you've equipped us, your word says, for every good and perfect work. And so, Lord, here we are. We're a team. May we be on board together, and we're excited to see what you're going to do in the spring of 2021. And we give you thanks in Christ's name. Amen. Oh, I think we've got to end with that song, "We're Together Again." Come on. Why don't you stand up and let's sing this and bless the Lord. Says it's good when men dwell together in love of you. And so, Father, my prayer is that we would all feel a sense of refreshment as we leave this place. You have work for us to do this week, and so we go at it with a sense of joy and determination. And remind us, Lord, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us, that you're always with us. And bless us as we seek to serve you this week. Amen.